The contactor types poles and sizing component reference. A field reference on the contactor as a component. Single vs 2 vs 3 pole. Definite purpose readings and how to size a replacement by pole count, amp rating, and coil voltage from the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is? A contactor is the heavy switch that connects line voltage to the compressor and condenser fan. The thermostat's low voltage circuit energizes a coil. The coil pulls an armature in, and the armature closes high current contacts. It's the workhorse of the outdoor unit and a top 3 failure point, because it makes and breaks a big load every cycle. When you replace one, 3 things have to match: pole count, amp rating, and coil voltage. Get those 3 right, and almost any definite purpose contactor of the correct frame size will drop in. This article is about picking the right one off the truck. For testing and the welded / chattering failures, see the contactor diagnosis topic. How it works: the coil is an electromagnet. Energize it and it pulls the movable contact carrier down against spring tension, closing the line contacts. De-energize it and the spring snaps them open. Every make and break draws a small arc that slowly pits the contact faces, which is why contactors wear out on a schedule. Poles are the number of line legs the contactor switches. Single pole switches one leg, usually L1. The other leg stays connected to the compressor even when the contactor is open. Common on residential condensers, because it's cheaper and the compressor internal protector still breaks the circuit. Two pole switches both legs of single phase 240 volts. Fully isolates the load when open. Preferred when you want a true off and required on some equipment. Three pole switches all 3 legs of 3 phase power. Standard on commercial gear. In the field, count the poles you're replacing. Look at the line / load terminals. 1 switched leg equals single pole, 2 equals 2 pole, 3 equals 3 pole. Match it. You can usually go up in poles. A 2 pole will work where a single pole was. Just land both legs, but don't go down. Read the coil voltage off the contactor body or coil. It's printed. 24 volts is by far the most common in residential and light commercial. Commercial gear may use 120 volts or 208/240 volts coils. The coil voltage must match your control circuit. A 24 volts control circuit can't pull in a 240 volts coil, and 240 volts will instantly burn a 24 volts coil. Match or exceed the amp rating. Definite purpose contactors are stamped with a current rating. Common residential frames are 20, 25, 30, and 40 amps. The rating needs to cover the running load FLA with margin and survive inrush LRA. When in doubt, going one size up in amp rating is safe. Going under burns contacts fast. Confirm it's a definite purpose contactor for HVAC. That's the standard part for condensers and air handlers. Don't substitute a general purpose industrial contactor unless you know the ratings line up. The terminal layout and frame won't match anyway. Normal values and targets. Coil voltage, 24 volts most residential / light commercial, 120 volts or 208/240 volts commercial. Must match the control circuit exactly. 24 volts coil resistance, roughly 10 to 20 ohms, typical varies by part, compared to known good. Coil pull-in, a 24 volts coil reliably seats around 18 to 24 volts, below the coil's minimum it chatters. Amp frame sizes residential definite purpose, 20, 25, 30, 40 amps are the common rungs. Match the equipment's compressor plus fan load and never go under. Voltage drop across good closed contacts under load. A few hundredths of a volt. Over about 0.1 to 0.2 volts means pitting. Poles, 1P and 2P for residential single phase, 3P for 3-phase commercial. Common faults and what they mean. Coil gets 24 volts but contactor won't pull into open coil or mechanically stuck armature. Chatters / buzzes to control voltage too low to hold the coil seated, usually a weak transformer or overloaded secondary, sometimes dirty pole faces. Compressor reads low voltage at its terminals, while running to pitted / burnt contacts dropping voltage. Confirm with a voltage drop test. Compressor won't shut off on a satisfied call to welded contacts. The coil dropped out but the contact stayed stuck. Replace now. It can cook a compressor. Low voltage fuse blows every call to shorted coil or a shorted 24 volts wire. Own the coil to tell them apart. Tech tips and gotchas. Single pole vs 2 pole is the gotcha that bites people. On a single pole contactor, one leg is always hot to the compressor terminal even with the unit off. If you're working on a unit with a single pole contactor, the disconnect is the only thing that truly kills line voltage to the compressor. The contactor doesn't. Going up in amp rating is cheap insurance. A 40 amps contactor on a unit that called for 30 amps will live longer and costs a couple dollars more. Never go under the rating, though. If you're already in the cabinet for a bad cap or a hard-starting compressor, swap a marginal contactor while you're there. The contactor is cheap and prevents a callback. Don't file pitted contacts as a repair. You can knock the high spots down to limp a unit through a heat wave, but filing removes the plating and they come back worse fast. When a contactor welds repeatedly, the contactor isn't really the problem. Crank chatter, an undersized frame, or a hard-starting compressor is welding it. Fix that or keep replacing contactors. Safety/code notes. A welded contactor defeats the thermostats off control, so always de-energize at the disconnect before touching line side terminals. Never trust the stat to kill power when welded contacts are suspected. The outdoor disconnect within sight of the unit is required per NEC Article 440. Match the replacement's coil voltage and contact FLA/LRA ratings to the load. Definite purpose contactors are the listed part for this duty.